Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
72 degrees at 529. That temperature is going to drop throughout the day, though, with showers in the forecast from 13 PM ABC. Good morning, I'm Steve Hausman. Here's what's trending at WBEE. Things should be a lot quieter in the city neighborhood where a man went on a shooting rampage yesterday. The assault that began around 10 o'clock yesterday morning drew on the resources of city police and the Monroe County Sheriff's Department.
You've seen officers do exactly what they're trained to do and respond exactly how we train them. And we so much appreciate that bravery that obviously reduced the number of carnage, number of deaths that we had throughout the city today.
Sheriff Todd Baxter, three people died, including the shooter, 40-year-old Terrell Blake, who was taken down by police who were theorizing he was out to kill his entire family. What they don't know is why. Case closed in this week's robbery at Nick Tahoe's. According to the restaurant's social media, a 10-year-old has admitted to it. The boy's mother apparently turned him in. Little was stolen in the Tuesday morning heist. Latest round of corruption in Albany involves a local lawmaker, Assemblyman Joe Arrigo, charged with accepting a bribe in exchange for helping an unnamed lawmaker get a bill introduced that helped him.
In May of 2018, the FBI approached Assemblyman Arrigo, and during his interview, Mr. Arrigo admitted that he accepted the money from the bribe payer.
U.S. Attorney James Kennedy says that if convicted, Arrigo could face up to 20 years behind bars. The son of the owner of the limo that crashed near Albany last weekend was in court yesterday. Nauman Hussein pleading not guilty to charges of criminally negligent homicide for the crash that killed 20 people. Hussein was arrested yesterday. He was found with his bags packed. His attorney saying Hussein has been receiving death threats. Hurricane Michael now downgraded after grinding across the Florida panhandle. That state's governor, Rick Scott, says they are now moving into the next phase.
We're turning 100% of our focus on search and rescue and recovery. But we need every family to help with this. Listen to local officials. We could still have flash flooding and tornadoes.
The now tropical storm is raining down on Georgia this morning. And on Wall Street, investors are holding their breath after yesterday's worst day since February that saw the Dow tumble over 800 points. Sports of the B, Amerks are in the win column after beating Syracuse last night 4-2. The Amerks are now 1-2 on the season. Sabres in the night off. Week 6 of the NFL kicks off tonight with the Eagles and the New York Giants. The defending Super Bowl champs have lost two in a row. And NASCAR's Jimmy Johnson has severed ties with his longtime crew chief. He and Chad Knaus together have won a record of 7 titles in their 17 years, both driver and crew chief admitting it is time for a change.
They're doing a kinky chief swap.
You think so?
I know so.
Really?
Yeah, they're him and another driver for, Hendrix.
Yeah.
Gordon's old car. They're swapping crew chiefs just to mix it up.
Okay. All right, we'll have your forecast coming up from 13 WHAM ABC. Let's go next at the B.
NASCAR!
Love it.
Shop Lowe's now to start your next painting project before the holiday season arrives. You'll find everything you need to freshen up the look of your home, including Valspar Ultra. It's a stain-resistant paint primer in one that gives you everyday protection against scuffs and stains, starting at just $27.98. And don't forget the Valspar brushes, rollers, and other painting supplies to make sure you get the perfect finish. Come by the paint desk in store to learn more. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's.
Clear your calendars because the best time to discover your best hair is here. The Gorgeous Hair Event is back at Ulta Beauty. It's 3 weeks of daily beauty steals of up to 50% off the most loved brands like Redken, Living Proof, and Drybar. Check out deep conditioning masks for a frizz-free fall, flat irons for silky locks that never stop, and color boosters to keep you vibrant all season. But hurry in. The event ends October 20th. Only at Ulta Beauty. The possibilities are beautiful.
Rochester weather. Windy, warm this morning. We're in the 70s. Showers, a rumble of thunder through the morning.
It'll dry out and cool down late day with winds out of the west up to 30. Temperatures fall to the 50s by tonight. We'll be around 50 Friday, windy, cooler, some showers, and the weekend looks to stay cool as well. From a 13 WAM Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Scott Hetzko here on The Bee.
Enjoy it for now. 72 degrees at High Falls at 533. You are up to date, and you are set for the Bee Morning Coffee Club.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.